Pretty soon, we won't have Godzilla to kick around anymore. This week, Toho Studios of Japan, which holds the franchise on Godzilla, announced they will make one last film and then no more. Godzilla: Final Wars is set to open in Japan in December and in the U.S. thereafter. Godzilla first staggered out of the muck of Tokyo Bay in 1954. Like most great movie monsters, from Frankenstein to King Kong, it was hard not to have elemental sympathy for Godzilla as he stomped and smashed a miniature matchbox rendition of Tokyo. He never asked to be born. His creation was the product of man's arrogance, in this case a mutation sparked by a nuclear accident. That first film by director Ishiro Honda was intended as a kabuki-like cautionary tale about Armageddon. When the U.S. version was dubbed in English, there was the unintentional hilarity of seeing actors move their lips long after the audience had ceased to hear them speaking. Succeeding versions of Godzilla became campy. Over about 20 films in the past 50 years, Godzilla mutated once more. The monster who had dragged his tall tail destructively over great cities became a do-gooding behemoth who battled pollution, nuclear mishaps, and corporate greed. Imagine an enormous Ralph Nader growling and breathing fire. Many people do anyway. Toho Studios chief Shogo Tomiya says that Godzilla, who, by the way, has always been portrayed by a man in a rubber suit and not created by special effects, is simply tired. I think I know what may weigh so heavily on his noble reptilian brow. It's not just avian flu or the nearness of North Korea. Godzilla is 50 years old. He's probably just received his AARP card. He gets unsolicited email spam warning about cholesterol and offering to increase the size of his lizardhood. Godzilla has to grasp that he's a middle-aged lizard who's not getting any younger. He feels the anxiety of fading celebrity. Tom Jones can sing, but what can Godzilla do but breathe fire? He's too big to fit among other dimming stars in Hollywood squares. There's outsourcing in the movie business, too. Indian filmmakers in Bollywood are developing a monster named Ganeshzilla. Years ago, Godzilla wanted to move into more mature, complicated roles, but Jack Nicholson got those parts. Godzilla now regrets that his film celebrity may have slowed his personal development. He's trying yoga and Pilates. Quite a sight, by the way, to see a huge lizard in the down dog position. He longs to escape to New Paltz, New York, for a weekend to marry his longtime companion, Gilzilla. But Gil sounds hurt. "Oh," he says, "now you tell me you care." Godzilla, who once sent millions reeling, now confronts his most imposing adversary.
Youth is the stranger growing old.